بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد.
خلق عظيم، the best of character. The sunnahs relating to good character, akhlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with regards to the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated in the Qur'an Hakim, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Without doubt, you are of a tremendous character, nature. Himself, His Majesty sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated that I have been sent for the perfection of noble character. In other words, good deeds, to perfect them I have been sent. And in His holy nature, He had all of the beauties and the qualities together. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha stated, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Verily the character of the Prophet of Allah was the Qur'an, which means that everything that there is in the Qur'an with regards to akhlaq and noble character, all of the attributes were present in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hilm wa afu, gentleness and forgiveness. In the sacred hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge of anybody for his own personal or wealth or property's sake. But he did with that person who tampered with Allah's legal halal haram bindings, in which case he would take revenge only for Allah's sake. Sahih Bukhari. At the time of Uhud, the Prophet experienced grief and sorrow, but he relied on forgiveness and patience. In one narration it stated that the Prophet said, Allahumma aghfir lahum, Ya Allah, forgive these people. And when the noble companions who heard this and they said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if only you sent a curse to them, they would be destroyed. And Rasulullah said that I have not been sent for cursing, rather I have come to speak the truth and the haq, ash-shifa. Patience and steadfastness. Has Anas radiallahu anhu reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, I have been endangered and threatened in the path cause of Allah more than anyone else has been. On one occasion, for 30 days and nights, such a severe time came upon me that me and Bilal had nothing to eat that could be eaten by any living creature except what Bilal radiallahu anhu could hide under his armpit, as narrated by Shama'il Tirmidhi. In the journey of Taif, the disbelievers gave so much affliction and difficulty to the Prophet ﷺ that he fell down unconscious. As Zayd radiallahu anhu carried the Holy Prophet ﷺ on his back and took him away from the busy area and threw some specks of water on, sprinkled some specks of water on the face, and then he got some ease. But even at that time of sorrow and suffering, the Prophet's heart was full of Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat, and he gave du'as for those people, not curses. At the time of the conquest of Makkah, all of the worst enemies were hoping for your mercy and generosity, and your one order could have meant them all meeting their fate in the dirt, but this didn't occur. The Prophet said that there is no fault with you, any of you, go, you are all free. Kitab al-Shifa. Fulfilling the promises. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the Muslim fulfills his promise. As Abdullah bin Abil Hamsa radiallahu anhu reported that prior to the commencement of the divine mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I bought something from the gracious Prophet, after which I owed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam an amount of remaining dues, money. I told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, requested him to wait there and promised that I'd return shortly. However, I forgot and remembered after 3 days. When I returned to the meeting place, I saw that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still present in that same place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said nothing more to me than, you've subjected me to an inconvenience, and he didn't say anything else. Bravery, valor. As Anas radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, I've been given greatness compared to other people over 4 things. Generosity, in bravery, in male strength, and overpowering someone during competition. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before prophethood and during the era of prophethood, were a person who possessed bravery. Nashirul Tayyib. As Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stated that, I saw the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I didn't see anyone more brave than him, and nor did I see anyone more strong than him, and nor did I see anyone more generous than him, and nor did I see anyone else possessing a more pleasing character. In the Battle of Uhud, we were in the shelter protection of the Prophet ﷺ. And that person would be considered brave, who at the time of the expedition battle would be close to the Prophet ﷺ, even though the Prophet ﷺ was very close to the enemies. And that for that reason, that individual also had to be close to the enemies. Nashr al-Tayyib. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has stated that the generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was more generous than everybody else. And nobody can compete with the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he himself lived a life of humility, simplicity, and when giving he would put the kings to shame. On one occasion, a woman at the time of severe need presented a shawl to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a severe need for it, and he wore it. Immediately an individual came and he requested for that shawl, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately gave that shawl to him. In Tirmidhi there's a narration that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion 90 dirhams he had. The Prophet ﷺ had 90 dirhams on one occasion. And he ﷺ took a sack and he placed that money on top of the sack and he distributed to everybody. After the money finished, an individual came and the Prophet ﷺ said, I have nothing left. And what you should do is go and ask for a loan on my behalf, in my name. And when I get the funds, I will return the loan. Fazail al-Nabawi. As the Jabir radiallahu anhu has said that it had never occurred that the Prophet ﷺ was asked for something and he replied that I cannot give to you. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet ﷺ was most generous of all, especially in the month of Ramadan. He was very generous indeed. He gave a lot out. Sayyid Bukhari. Contentment and reliance in Allah. As Anas radiallahu anhu stated that the Holy Prophet ﷺ never kept something aside. He never hoarded provisions for the next day. Reported in Shamaili Tirmidhi. The gracious Prophet ﷺ stated that I do not like this point that for me, for example, the Mount of Uhud, even if it becomes gold, and then by the evening, from all of that wealth, I still have a dinar left in possession. The Prophet ﷺ, due to his amazing generosity, would regularly be indebted. To this extent that at the time he passed away, Honorable ﷺ's armor had been mortgaged. Nashr al-Tayyib. Humility. As Anas radiallahu an, who reported that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit the sick, attend and join funerals, ride on a donkey, and accept the invitations from attendants and workers. Shama'il Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would himself wash the milk from his goat, he would stitch his own clothes, and his blessed shoes, Pabosh Mubarak, at the time of need he would stitch them and fix them, and the house folk, he would share the housework with them. And the Prophet ﷺ would eat along with the workers and servants, and he would knead the dough along with them, and he would purchase his own shopping from the marketplace, and he was the greatest in doing good to others, and he spoke the truth, reported in Madarij al-Nubuwwah. He was most extremely mild and gentle. He didn't speak sternly, he didn't curse anyone, and nor did he curse anyone. And the Prophet ﷺ extremely disliked lying, reported in Bayhaqi. In the world, the Prophet ﷺ considered himself as a traveler, and he didn't have any connection with luxuries and comforts. The Honorable Prophet ﷺ was very honest in his dialogue, and would adopt ease and simplicity when speaking. And the people who sat with him and were with him, he would look after all of them, and he would inquire and understand from them. And in the night when he would go out, he would get up slowly, put his shoes on slowly, quietly, and then he would leave and exit quietly. And when he'd come back to home, he would come very quietly, slowly, and enter quietly, so that those who were sleeping would not have any difficulty and their sleep would not be spoilt. Reported in Zadul Ma'ad. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if somebody came to him and he saw that he was happy, then he would take his hand in his hand so that friendship could be made. Ibn Sa'd. When an individual would come to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he didn't like his name, then he would change his name. Reported in Ibn Sa'd. When an individual would come to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with zakah funds for this reason, so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could distribute that money to those who are deserving and worthy, then the Prophet ﷺ would do dua for that person, that Allah have mercy on this person. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, when he would go to somebody's house, then he would not stand in front of the door, rather he would stand to the right or the left, and he, to explain to them that he was there, he would say, As-salamu alaykum, reported in Abu Dawud. In the night, if he would go to somebody's house, then he would say salam with such a volume that the person who was awake could hear, and the one who's sleeping would not be able to hear. Zadul Ma'ad. When the Prophet ﷺ would walk, he would keep his gaze down. If he was walking with a group of people, he'd be right at the back. And if somebody would approach, then he would be first to say salam. And he would sit in a humble, meek manner, and he'd sit with the miskeen and poor people and eat. And he'd host the special guests himself and give them a personal experience. Good person was Zawdul Ma'ad. The Prophet ﷺ would remain quite silent, mostly, and would not speak unnecessarily. When he spoke so clear that the one who could hear could listen clearly. He wouldn't speak too much so that the person would get fed up or worry, and he wouldn't be too short that the discussion would remain incomplete. The Honorable Prophet ﷺ would lower his gaze, and at the time of speaking, he would exhibit a lot of modesty and shame. His Majesty ﷺ would display extreme modesty and shame when near a single woman who was observing hijab parda. And due to increased modesty, he would not look at a person by glaring at them in the eyes. He never looked at somebody by maintaining continuous eye contact. Ibn Sa'd. If somebody in need or poor, or an old woman would want to speak to the Prophet, then even at the side of the road he would listen to them and he'd remain standing, or he would sit down. If somebody was sick, then the Prophet would ask about his sickness. If there was a funeral, he would go and attend that gathering. And when the noble companions would meet the Sahaba, would meet the Prophet, and he would meet them nicely and do dua for them. When he didn't know anybody's name, then if he wanted to call them, he'd say, "Oh Abdullah," and he would call him, summon him. When the Prophet would walk, then he wouldn't look to the right and the left. Every action the Prophet carried out, all actions with planning and due care. When he would sit down, get up, always he would remain in the remembrance of Allah. When he would go and attend any gathering, if there was some space at the side or back, he would sit down. And if there was a few people speaking, if the Prophet was speaking to a few people, then he would take turns in looking at each of them and speak to them. Nashr al-Tayyib. When an individual would like to put his hands in the hands of the Prophet ﷺ, then the Prophet ﷺ would give his hand to him. And unless that person removed his hand, withdrew his hand, the Prophet ﷺ would not remove his hand. Ibn Sa'd. The gracious Prophet ﷺ, when he would walk past children, he would say salam to them, reported in Zadul Ma'ad. When the Prophet ﷺ realized something bad about somebody, then he would not say, "Oh, that individual, what's happened to that individual by name, he does this." Rather, the Prophet ﷺ would say, "What has happened to the people that they do such and such," reported in Shamaili Tirmidhi. His blessed statement, whenever he would say anything, he would only speak when there's thawab, reward. If somebody came from outside, away foreign, he would ask about his state and well-being. And he would speak and treat everybody in the way that that individual would think that Rasulullah ﷺ has most love for me. If a person wanted to sit and speak, until that person, that individual would not stand, the Prophet ﷺ would remain seated. Nashr al-Tayyib. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has stated that the gracious Prophet ﷺ, when he would be concerned, then he would look towards the sky and say, "Subhanallah al-Azim." And when there was a lot of pleading, weeping and lamentation, distress, then he would say, "Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum," reported in Tirmidhi. In one narration it stated that at the time of distress, the Prophet ﷺ would regularly put his hand on his beard, and sometimes with his fingers he would do khilal, pass them through his beard, and he would say, "Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel," reported in Zadul Ma'ad. As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has narrated that the gracious Prophet ﷺ emphasized that my companions should not speak negatively about another individual companion, because of my heart feels that when I come to you, that my heart should be clean and pure with regards to all of you. Abu Dawud. Has Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said that there were some neighbors, Ansari, next to the Prophet ﷺ, and they had animals that gave milk. And those neighbors would send the milk as a gift to the Prophet ﷺ, and he would accept it. And from that milk, he would also give to us, reported in Bukhari and Muslim. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet ﷺ's grandson was close to death, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ took the child into his lap. And whilst the child was in the lap, he died, passed away. Umm Ayman, who was one of the workers, attendants of the Prophet ﷺ, she started to shriek out, scream out and cry. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you have now started to cry in front of the Prophet of Allah. And then somebody there said, "Oh Prophet of Allah ﷺ, she is crying, but you, tears are also coming out of your eyes." The Prophet ﷺ said that this crying is not prohibited. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that a mu'min always is in goodness, to the extent that when his ruh is taken out, even then he is praising Allah Ta'ala and his glory. Reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha reports that the gracious Prophet ﷺ kissed Uthman bin Madhun's forehead after he died, and at that time tears of crying were dropping from his blessed eyes. So we realize that we should not cry. It's prohibited to shriek and scream out, but for tears to come out of the eyes, this is a natural action. The Holy Prophet ﷺ would also have mercy on the animals. Once, on one occasion, the gracious Prophet ﷺ went to the garden of an Ansari, and there he saw a camel very hungry, moving around viciously, and the Prophet ﷺ stroked his hand on his back, and he called his Malik owner and said that with regards to this animal, do you not fear Allah? Reported in Abu Dawud. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha said that the gracious Prophet ﷺ would never eat to his fill, to the full stomach, and he never shared this fact with anybody, because the Prophet ﷺ preferred poverty and hunger over riches and filling the stomach. The Holy Prophet ﷺ would sit on the ground, and he would sit on the ground and eat his food, and regularly he would rest on the ground. And the poor people who had no assistance, he would go and ask for them assistance, support them. And he never thought that somebody was inferior. Always he would go and attend the janazas of the poor people. And those people who were deep in poverty or poor and weak, he would sit with them and he would assist and support them. And even if a poor person invited him, he would accept it. And he would help the poor people. He would take their burdens and he would greet the guests. And any good action, he would assist and contribute. On one occasion, a Bedouin came and he pulled the shawl of the Prophet ﷺ with such force that the marks came onto the blessed neck of the Prophet ﷺ. And he said that on my camels put grain and corn. You're not giving from your personal wealth, this is our right, he said. The gracious Prophet ﷺ smiled and replied that this action of pulling my shawl, until you don't let me take revenge, I won't give you the green corn. He said, I swear by Allah, I won't allow you to take revenge. The Holy Prophet ﷺ continued to smile, and while smiling, he put the grain and corn onto his camel. Reported in Khasail al-Nabwi. The gracious Prophet ﷺ, when he would see somebody in need, then he would give his food and drink, all of it to him, even though he had a need for that. As a Jabir radiallahu anhu has narrated that the gracious Prophet ﷺ never to an individual, if somebody asked for something, he would never reject him. If he had something at that time, he would give to that person, or he would promise for another day or time, or he'd do dua for that person, that, oh Allah Ta'ala, please fulfill this person's need in some other way. Reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. The Prophet ﷺ liked mildness, tenderness, and he would always appreciate somebody who would visit him. Nobody cut somebody's discussion. If something was against Sharia, he would stop that person, or he would depart from that place, get up and depart from the place, and he would value all the ni'mas of Allah. Nashr al-Tayyib. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, if something broke or got disfigured or spoiled, or for example somebody broke something or spoiled something, the Prophet ﷺ would not become angry. Yes, if somebody spoke against the deen, then the Prophet ﷺ would get very angry. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ would be angry standing, he would sit down. If whilst he was sitting, he became angry, then he would lie down. Reported in Zadul Ma'ad. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet ﷺ would sit cross-legged, and sometimes he would squat with his hands under his armpit. And he said that I also saw the Prophet ﷺ leaning to the left, taking comfort from a pillow. Reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Hanzala bin Hizyam stated that he visited the Prophet ﷺ and saw him sitting cross-legged with one leg upon the other. In other words, the right leg was upon the left leg. The Holy Prophet ﷺ would also joke and speak pleasantly. The noble companions were surprised and said that, do you also joke? And the Prophet ﷺ replied that, yes, even though my style and manners is honesty and haq, the truth. reported in Shumail Nabawi. And today our joking is full of lying, backbiting, slander, and criticizing, and desires and temptations, and immodesty, full of that. And this is not joking, this is not pleasantry. One individual, he came to the honorable presence of the Prophet and asked for some transportation, and Rasulullah replied that, "Shall I give you the child of a she-camel?" And he was surprised. He said, "The child of a she-camel? How will that help me in transportation?" And he said, "O Prophet of Allah, what will I do with the child of the she-camel?" And the Prophet replied, "That is there any camel that is not the child of a she-camel?" Reported in Shimaile Tirmidhi. On one occasion, an old woman came to the honorable presence of the Prophet ﷺ and said, "O Prophet of Allah, please do dua for me that Allah gives me paradise." Rasulullah ﷺ replied that old women will not go into paradise. And after saying this, he ﷺ went for salah, prayer. And that old woman, when she heard these words from the Prophet ﷺ, she started to cry out loudly. And when the Prophet ﷺ was free from salah and came back, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since you said that old women will not go into Jannah, paradise, this woman is crying." And Rasulullah ﷺ replied that, "Tell her that old women, when they go, will go to paradise, but they will go as young women." Reported in Shama'il Nabawi. Loving the children. The gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a lot of love and affection for children. He used to love them. He would stroke his hand through their hair. He would give them love. And he would do dua, good duas for them. And the children, when they come near, he would take them into his lap. And with the love, he would feed them. And he would take his tongue out in front of the children. They become happy and rejoice. Sometimes he would, if he's lying down, then he'd take a child onto his shins and seat him there, or sometimes on his blessed chest he'll allow the child to sit. And if there were a few children gathered in one place, then the Prophet would stand them in a line, and then he would sit down and spread both his hands and say, "Ooh, you come all and run to me. And whichever child comes and touches me first, then I will give him this and this and this." The children would run and come to the Prophet. Somebody would drop on his blessed stomach, somebody on his blessed chest, and the Prophet would embrace them to his chest and give them love. Khasail Nabawi. The gracious Prophet ﷺ, when he would walk past or close to children, then he would say salam himself to the children. He'd put his hand on their head and he would take the young child into his embrace. And when the Holy Prophet ﷺ would see a mother who is giving love to a child, then he would be deeply affected. Sometimes the mothers, the love, when there was the mention of the love of the mother to the child, Rasulullah said that whoever Allah Ta'ala gives a child, the parent should love that child, and then that mother, that parent will be free from the fire of hell. And if he was walking along the way and he saw children, then he would with love put that child in front of him or behind him on the transportation. At the time of salah, if there was a child crying in the salah, then the Prophet would shorten the salah, reported in Khasail Nabawi. Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu anhu says that I attended the assemblies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than 100 times, wherein the Sahaba, noble companions, recited poetry and related the stories of the Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic era. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam silently listened to them and did not forbid them, and at times he even smiled with them. Reported in Shama'il Tirmidhi. Hazrat Amr ibn Sharid radiyallahu anhu reports that My father said that I once accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sat behind him on a conveyance. I recited 100 couplets of Umayyah bin Salt to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After reciting a couplet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Continue till I recited 100." In the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He, Umayyah, was close to accepting Islam." Shama'il Tirmidhi. As Aisha radiallahu anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put a minbar pulpit in the masjid for Hassan bin Thabit so that he might stand on it and recite poetry on the praises of, i.e. on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "May Allah assist Hassan with the Ruhul Quddus till he defends or praises on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Reported in Shama'il Tirmidhi. The free, walking, recreation. The gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk in the open places and gardens, and sometimes he would go for walking into the gardens. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes also had a habit and liked swimming, reported in Shama'il Nabawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us with regards to the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's akhlaqi husna, excellent conduct and manners. May Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to practice and do amal on this. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.